I call it the boomkruiper.
Boomkruiper.
In Dutch, ja.
Pinson.
Ja.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she's a natural guide.
Okay.
Yeah, she recognized many things about the butterflies, the plants,
nice.
The birds.
Nice.
It's good to to speak with her.
Yeah. Yeah, you were saying tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. I will propose to her.
Yep. Who's Doris? No.
Natalie.
Oh, Natalie. But Doris was the other.
De quoi?
Oh, no.
Doris was the next.
Doris was the, yeah.
From Poland.
Poland, yeah.
A sterk woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very
determined.
Yes, but careerist.
Character?
For the job.
Oh, career. Job. Career. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's something else. There was a pigeon, but doesn't sound. It doesn't make sounds.
No.
Now it turns blue again. So it's all these. I even had I was in the rain, walking in the rain together with Louis.
Oh.
A little bit of rain. It's nice.
Oh yeah. It was two or three days ago.
Yeah. On what?
The rain.
Oh yeah, the rain. Oh, really? I haven't seen any rain here since.
Yeah.
It's very local here because here it wasn't any rain on. You mean on Thursday or Friday? Thursday.
Hmm. Mm.
Here. Pigeon, come on.
Kukuru, kuku, kukuru, kuku. Brr, brr, brr.
Benjamin. Oh, merde.
Benjamin de boomkruiper.
Ja.
Die grote bonte specht.
Ah, hoor.
Dat is die. Jammer. This one. Ja.
Merlin, je la met, tiens.
There's the pigeon. Wood. Hout. Grote bonte specht.
Again.
Ja. Aldous Huxley, though, right?
Sorry?
Aldous Huxley.
Yeah.
He taught me one thing. To get out of the loop of what we are all in, as in being entangled in the higher powers, you have to start doing small community things. Yeah. Local things, small community things.
Yeah,
in the last 6 months, March, since March, I read it in February, March, and I thought I'd put it into practice. And in Breda, I started a little energy community.
Ah, good.
Based on technique, because I know some of the technique behind it. Drilling wells, 18 meters deep.
Yeah.
And you have one hot well and you have one cold well.
Yeah.
And they go into tubes, and then in the community area of 61 houses plus a building which will be built new.
Yeah.
90 houses, so total of 150 houses, 151. We will be connected to that those wells. And okay. We will save from natural gas about 70 to 80%. If we don't do it, we will stick to natural gas forever.
Oh, well.
And then what we can expect in the next couple of years is...
Ah, yes, for sure.
Prices. But now we are in a possibility to decrease the price, maybe stay stabilized.
Yeah.
But at least get ourselves out of that situation of a natural gas addiction. My former colleague from an engineering firm I worked for, I was his general manager at that time, 2017-18. I quit there. He is now retired, an old guy, bad with his legs, but still clever enough in his head. And he gave me that design. Because he designed for many, many multiple buildings.
Yeah.
As the City Hall of Breda, the theater of Breda, all based on wells. The warm, the heat, thermal, and the cooling.
And it takes the gas from the earth?
It's not a gas, but it's like a communicating wells of water.
Okay.
So you have got aquifers in the ground, 80 meters deep.
Ah, like this, you can have warm water.
No.
Without gas.
Heat pump. Like the ones you can buy, and you have a heat pump. It's air conditioning. It's a heat pump, but that does air to air.
Yeah.
It uses the air and pushes out the air.
Okay.
So it takes in warm air and it pushes out cold air. Or if you have an air conditioning, it's normally for cooling. So you have cool air that you get, and you have warm air coming out.
Okay.
But this system can also be applied with water to water. Much more efficient. You have this air conditioners that operate on a seasonal performance factor, so like efficiency, 2.5.
Yeah.
And the water to water version, like this with the wells, has got 40
hour
of efficiency. So that's like 2.5 to 40. It's 20, almost 18 times higher efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And the thing is, we are at the maximum in the Netherlands. We are at the maximum of we are at the maximum of electricity capacity in the Netherlands. Here also, I think, in Belgium.
Mm.
The cables are just not that big for what we have all now built as solar and wind. The cables are used for transport.
Yeah.
But this transport is too direct, bidirectional. But you don't consume as much as that you put in.
Yeah.
There's like a overload now. We call it net congestion, overload. But if these houses, what I'm talking about, 150 houses would all apply these electric, only air-to-air air conditioners for heating, consumption of electricity, not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it will overkill. So the net won't cope with that.
Okay.
This saves on it because it's got a much higher performance.
Yeah.
This up to 40 instead of 2.5. That means we can do it instead of wait until the electricity net operator exchanges all these tubes with higher volumes, higher areas, right? That doesn't work. So I now promote this, apply for finance. I done it from here also.
Mm-hmm.
Day before, no, yesterday. Today was the deadline. So a bank is in willing to finance projects. So we applied our project within that small community and following Aldous Huxley, as he is my inspirator. Oh, I need to go into local community, doing things in local communities.
Yeah, there is so many alternatives. Huh?
Yeah.
And if you have some people like you, that you have the knowledge of, you can make the difference, and you can.
I hope so.
Yeah, you can make a better world like this.
I certainly hope so. Whenever I'm here, I'm still working for that community.
Yeah.
That's nice. I like that. And when I'm there, I work for this community also.
Mm.
Because I grew the plants when I went away, and they still have water.
Yeah.
Because I've been here, and then I'm away for 2-3 weeks, and still this tree, is
it's in form.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's in form, right? Yeah.
He's happy.
Yeah.